This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1373, How I Disappoint People and How You Can Too, by Silon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy that reads to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays, to help you live a more meaningful and positive life. Today's post coming from a great writer, Silon George of Spiritual Living for Busy People. Come by his site, show him some support for all the content he's let me narrate for you here. And today's episode is sponsored in part by Iconic, where you can shop name brand glasses, contacts, and sunglasses for the best possible price. Enjoy the view and visit iconic.com/old. That's EYECONIC.com/OLD to shop 60 high quality name brands, including Nike, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and AccuView. Get free shipping and returns, price matching, and a complimentary frame adjustment. Plus, save up to $220 when you apply your insurance. If you don't have insurance, use the code OLD to get 10% off your entire order. Iconic is looking out for your eyes. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How I Disappoint People and How You Can Too, by Silon George of spiritualliving4busypeople.com. Quote, if we will be quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment. Henry David Thoreau. How much time do you spend each day worrying about what others think of you? My guess is that almost every moment of every day, in every interaction, you are concerned about whether people think well of you. You want them to say what a wonderful person you are. You want them to not say negative things about you behind your back. You want them to think of you as smart, pleasant, and funny. You even want them to love you. Whenever you interact with someone, whether family or friend, you want to walk away from the exchange believing that the person thinks well of you. To make sure this happens, you do all you can to accommodate their needs. You say yes to their requests, even if it's an inconvenience to you. You talk about their interests, even take on some of their mannerisms in order to feel more connected. But have you noticed that despite your best efforts, you somehow manage to still disappoint people? At least that's true for me. And it hurts a lot. I put a lot of effort into being nice to most people so that they can like me and say nice things about me. I like being thought of as nice. I'm addicted to that feeling. It doesn't matter what the person actually thinks. As long as I can walk away from the conversation feeling like I made a good impression on them, that's all that matters. But sometimes that's just not the case. And I hear about it. Did I mention that it hurts a lot? How I react to disappointing people. I wish I could say that I was okay with disappointing people from time to time, but that would not be true. If someone looks at me the wrong way or gives gentle feedback or gossip about me, I can easily get depressed. The sad truth behind this is that others won't love and accept me if I don't conform to their will. Then I turn the disappointment inward. So what's a people pleaser to do? Disappoint people on purpose. Many of the people I've disappointed in my life happened by accident. Despite my best efforts to please them, something I did or said displeased them. There are much fewer people I've disappointed on purpose. I'd like to increase that number. To be clear, disappointing people on purpose does not mean acting out of any malicious intent. Instead, it's an invitation to become a more authentic version of yourself. Because the truth is that if your goal is to disappoint no one, I can almost guarantee you that you are not being authentic. When you decide to be authentic and live with greater integrity, it means that some people will not like you for the positions you take on various issues. They won't like how you talk, or how you laugh, or what you wear. And that's okay. It's okay to disappoint these people. So here are some ways I'd like to disappoint people more. Read Live More Authentically. Number one, listen to gut reactions. The body, especially the gut, never lies. But in the endless pursuit to please and be liked, we learn to discount our gut reactions. We say yes when we know very well we should say no. And often we end up paying a heavy price for approval. I bet if you listened to your gut, you too would disappoint more people than you are now. Do you have the guts to listen to your gut? Number two, be okay with being misunderstood. This one is very tough for me personally. I don't like feeling misunderstood. I don't like feeling like my words or actions were taken out of context or misinterpreted, especially when such interpretations are potentially harmful to my reputation. I suspect you may have similar feelings. Start small with this one. If you're used to always apologizing for your actions or defending or explaining yourself to someone over and over in order to appease them, try not saying anything in your defense. Let your actions alone speak. This will put the ball back in the disappointed person's court. Whether they choose to listen or not is entirely their business, not yours. Number 3, be selfish. One of the worst things that can happen to a people pleaser is to be labeled as selfish. Because we see selfless giving as an honorable way of providing value, this critique can cut to the core of our identity, which is why I choose to claim the need to be selfish every once in a while. This choice will certainly disappoint those who are used to me being available to them at a moment's notice. Instead, I choose to schedule time with myself and choose my needs over others. And in the spirit of this post, I chose to do this without qualification, though I'm tempted to because I don't want you to be disappointed in me. You will survive. Here's the truth. You've survived the disappointment of others before, and you will continue to survive. Yes, it can hurt, especially when the disappointed are people we admire or our close family and friends. Trust that if you choose to take a stand, the world will not fall apart. The people you disappoint will learn to deal with it, and they'll get over it much faster than you think. If you're ready to live with greater authenticity and freedom, you too can learn to disappoint people. You just listened to the post titled How I Disappoint People and How You Can Too by Solon George of spirituallivingforbusypeople.com. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Iconic, where you can shop name brand glasses, contacts, and sunglasses for the best possible price. Iconic seamlessly connects your eyewear, your vision insurance coverage, and your doctor's expertise with their network of over 38,000 eye doctors. Use their virtual try-on tool to see yourself in your favorite pair of glasses. That's what I did. It's super cool. And I ordered my pair. It came in fast and was the perfect experience. This is my favorite pair of glasses ever. And the case is beautiful too. Definitely recommend it. Enjoy the view and visit iconic.com/old. That's EYECONIC.com/OLD to shop 60 high quality name brands, including Nike, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and AccuView. Get free shipping and returns, price matching, and a complimentary frame adjustment. Plus, save up to $220 when you apply your insurance. Don't have insurance? Use the code OLD to get 10% off your entire order. Iconic is looking out for your eyes. I'll leave it there for today. Hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.